And a lot of these children use the RPM dial up there. And all of them got an oil gauge and that, all of them come on in case you get low.
Yeah. And what about the place on the right side of sometimes on the dash where you
That's the glove compartment. Mm-hmm.
And what if it's in the, you know, in the middle
of the console.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Say if you had some maps, you know, and you wanted to keep them together, what might you put around them?
Rubber band.
Mm-hmm. Or if you had just a few sheets of paper, you might put what?
Put a gym clip on it.
Mm-hmm. And where you would keep your spare in your cars, your
trunk.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to go fast, you'd mash the.
Hit your accelerator, your gas pedal.
Mm-hmm. And how would you so if a car didn't have an automatic transmission, how do you shift gears?
Stand and shift.
Mm-hmm. And where is your shift, gear shift usually located?
Well, they have two places, one on the steering column and one on the floorboard.
Is it a different name for those?
Well, it's a manual transmission, but most of them call it the steering column, you know, the gear on the steering column, either one on the floor. And then, of course, the console you're talking about, they have them down there made into that console. Mm-hmm. They call it four in the floor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember when I was in high school, it was real big. The big thing was to own and I never owned one, a GTO.
You know what that stands for, don't you? Gas, tires, and oil.
Gas, tires, doesn't
it? That's exactly what you paid your money for.
That's the truth. That and a 442 with a big car.
Yeah, what it was, a 442 with an automobile. I never did own nothing like that.
I never had one either. I think I had a 55 Chevrolet.
And that was one of the most popular cars ever built.
Yeah, when I got it, it didn't have a heater anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it leaked when it ran. But if you're out in Eastbrook lately, they put some humps there kind of in the road.
Yeah, them speed bumps.
Yeah, why did they put those in Eastbrook?
Because these damn youngers are getting them 442s and GTOs, yeah. And they would go from Biltmore to Pels as fast as they could. And everybody hit folks and all. So now you hit it now, you'll tear your car up, it'll throw you over a motorcycle.
Yeah, that'd mess up your lineup pretty good.
It sure will. It'd mess up that whole car. Yeah. Might throw you out too if through the windshield.
Tear your front end out.
Yes, sir.
What kinds of cars and trucks and aircraft are usually used by, say, police and the fire people around here?
Well, the police, all my life they'd used Harley Davidson motorcycles, and now I see where they done started riding some of these Japanese made motorcycles.
Kawasaki.
Yeah, the Kawasaki I think is the main one, and some of them in Birmingham use Hondas, I've seen. And all, and of course, I think they use Plymouth, Chevrolets, and Fords in the police department for the cars, and I think they get them on low bid.
Is there any special name for the police cars? You know what I mean?
Like just a patrol car?
Patrol car.
A lot of them call them a black and white, or blue and gray, or something like that.
They all black and white, they call them
black and white on the TV.
Yeah, they're all blue here in Montgomery.
They're all blue and gray.
Yeah. Did the police ever have maybe a big kind of truck that they put a lot of prisoners in?
That was a paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon. Yeah. I was a patrol boy when I was in grammar school. That was one of the big events. They took us for a tour of the police office and let us ride in the paddy wagon. We're all real excited about that. They ever test your speed from the air here?
Well, they say they got these helicopters around at times on the interstate, but that's about all. I don't think they use them much. They stopped them from using an unmarked car in Alabama, though. You hear about that?
I heard that they did.
At Birmingham?
What happened?
So the damn man put him on a uniform and got him a blue light. You know, you can buy a blue light anywhere you want to. Put it on his car and stop the young girl from speeding, set her speed, and then take him out of the car and rape him. So Wally stopped all that.
Yeah, I guess he didn't really have any choice about that.
He sure did.
Get on in a hurry. What's some of the kind of equipment that the fire people use, firemen use?
Well, they all got it, but the police chief had them a car and all of them got radios. And